Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is the Champions of the People Injury Show. A one-hour show to give you the information every Saturday that you need to fight the insurance company once you've been injured. And sometimes these injuries and these accidents are very devastating to you. I mean, they can change and alter your life. And if you let the insurance company take advantage of you from the very, very beginning, if you don't do what we say at the scene, if you don't do what we say with regard to the first phone call of to the adjuster, they're going to try to take advantage of you. And many, many times, people come to see Brad and I, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, they come to see us a year afterwards, six months after the accident. And their story is always consistent in one way or another. And that is, I thought this was going to get resolved. I thought my injuries were going to go away. I thought the insurance company was going to pay me. Now they're fighting me. Now they're saying it's my fault. Now they're saying they're not going to pay anything to me. And I was rear-ended. So you have to have the information. You need to know what you're doing. That's what the Bell and Pollock mailbag is about. These are the most important questions that we've gotten received over the years and that we get recently in our mailbag. Questions people want to know. And so, you know, when you come to see an attorney, you need to have your questions answered. We were talking about right before the break about quick settlements. They want to wrap it up quick. And we've seen all kinds of forms of it, but it usually comes like, we want to pay you $500 for pain and suffering, and we'll pay your medical bills of $2,100. And so Brad was about to give an example of the insurance adjuster getting mad at one of our paralegals in our law firm because we didn't contact them. We didn't move as fast as the adjuster thought we should have because there's extenuating circumstances.
Right, and it doesn't have to be the extenuating circumstances. But the example of it is that they knew the client was 4 months pregnant. They knew the injured party was. She was walking in a parking lot and got hit by a car. They knew she was 4 months pregnant at the time. We all knew she was 4 months pregnant. For anybody who's not intimately aware of that, you can't take x-rays. You can't do all the necessary radiology with a pregnant person. You don't know what's going to be the effect on the baby. You don't know what the effect is at all. You have to wait till after the pregnancy, and then you have to wait a sufficient time after the birth to be able to deal with the matter. But you had an adjuster who was mad, who was actually making snide remarks and comments about the fact that we could have gotten this settled within a month. We could have gotten this settled right away. Of course they wanted it settled right away. Of course. You know, Gary, I get people walk in. They've been sent checks. They were sent checks within the first month of here's $1,200 to settle the case and sign this complete release. When their injuries, their medical care, and their cost of medical care is now $30,000 or $40,000 that they've been having to get care taken for the bulging disc or for the terrible pain they've had in their back and in their neck and that's radiating down to their arms or into their legs. Adjusters, if they're going to do one of two things. If they don't think they can get it done quickly, they're going to stall you and they're going to do things that are going to give you all sorts of problems and kind of try and frustrate you. If they think they can get you slammed down quick and easy and get you out and get that paperwork moved and get that case resolved, they're going to send you the money because they're never going to overpay you. They know that. They know it's okay to send you the money they're offering on a quick settlement because they know they're not overpaying.
We're talking about quick settlements right now. Those are questions we get in our mailbag all the time. You should not just automatically accept a quick settlement. You should go visit and get a free initial consultation with attorneys. You can get a free initial consultation with us, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And you can get a free legal game plan, and you can get our free legal game plan book on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download any of our six books, right? On our website, championsofthepeople.com. I want to go back to a call that we had several Saturdays ago on our live KHOW show at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's on KHOW 630 AM at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's on the AM dial, and that's simulcast in various different radio stations, and we do live call-ins. And Brad, we had a caller that called in and said, I don't really know what to do. It's right on the Bell and Pollock mailbag question. I don't know what to do. I was injured in this crash. The insurance company called me up, and they offered me exactly $500 for pain and suffering, and we'll pay your medical bills, which were about $1,500 at the time. Should I take the settlement? That was the question. And so I want everybody to understand that when you go to the doctor, you say, I've been injured in a car crash and my neck hurts. The doctor doesn't really know everything. Haven't taken an MRI, doesn't have an x-ray, and even that doesn't show everything all the time, but they don't really know. So they give you usually pain medication because you hurt, and muscle relaxants because they want the spasm in the muscles to go down. They want the muscles to relax, and maybe this will all go away, and maybe it will, but maybe it won't. So we asked this gentleman on the air when he called in, we said, have you been to the doctor? Yes. And then, Brad, we said, has the doctor given you a final diagnosis? No. Well, does the doctor know exactly what's wrong with your neck? No. Do you know exactly what's wrong with your neck and what your future holds? No. So if you don't know and your doctor doesn't know, how in the world does the insurance company know how much money to pay you? And that's the issue that we face all the time, and that's the issue with quick settlements.
Oh, they know how much money to pay you. They know. They're going to pay you for the minimal amount of injury. They're going to take what they consider to be the minimal, most minor amount of injury over the with regard to the part of your body that you're complaining is hurt, and they're going to offer to pay you that. They know what to pay you by making sure that they're going to pay you nothing at all. The problem is you don't know what to accept. And it, you know what's funny about that, Gary, is that you can have clients, you have people that walk in, and if the doctor tells him, and when the doctor tells him, look, I really don't know, we're going to have to see how you respond to treatment.
There you go.
And they want you to respond to treatment. It's accepted. People go, okay, the doctor says they got to respond to treatment. They want to see how I come out and whether I'm going to get better. At the same time, those people, a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them are looking, going, can I just settle my claim? Can I just get my claim taken care of? Can I just get this taken care of? Well, the lawyer and the adjusters should be doing the same thing. We should be waiting to see how you respond to treatment, because that's the only way we're going to know for sure that you get compensated for your injuries. This whole procedure is a procedure to make sure you get full and fair compensation for your injuries. And your injuries are widespread. They're not simply a little injury that is in a very narrow tunnel that nobody else looks at as far as how it affects you. It affects all parts of your life. It affects all parts of your body. It affects all parts of your social being, your work, and your work history and what you're going to be doing at work. It affects your family. It affects many, many different facets. And for you to be saying at the beginning, well, I can settle this by them paying my medical bills. They should never be paying your medical bills. You should be paying your medical bills. You should be getting the money. We can explain that many times over for you, but you should be getting the money to take care of your medical bills, not letting them get involved directly in dealing with your doctor or your healthcare providers. And at the same time, you need to take the time to figure out how you respond to treatment, whether or not you're going to fully recover, and what you're going to live with for an extended period of time in your life.
It goes back to our first book. We've now written six books to help you and give you the information you need. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are on our website. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Let's go back to our first book. I just referenced it a minute ago. The title of the book, don't get hurt in the same accident twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. You heard that. And again on the insurance claim. You don't want to get hurt on the insurance claim. If you enter into a quick settlement and you don't know what your injuries are to your neck or your low back or your arm or radiating radiculopathy pain, if you don't know and your doctor doesn't know and they don't know what the pain generator is and they haven't given you an MRI yet, and maybe that even won't figure it out, you might have to have other medical diagnostic tests. If you don't know and your doctor doesn't know, then how in the world does the insurance company know how much money to pay you? So the question in our mailbag about should I take quick settlements, you should talk to an attorney. You should talk to attorneys who actually care about how your case progresses, how your medical treatment progresses, actually knows and cares about the status of you. Is it going to affect your future or not? Would you like to know that? Of course. The insurance company doesn't want to talk about the future. What they say in a quick settlement, Brad, is they say, here's $500 for your pain and suffering. They're talking about past pain and suffering. They're not talking about anything that's going to happen the next year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, the rest of your life. And here's your past medical bills. They don't use the word past. We're going to pay for your medical bills in the amount of $1,600. That's what you've incurred to date. But what about your pain and suffering and injuries in the future? And what about your medical bills in the future? This all deals with quick settlements.
It does deal with quick settlements. And when you sit down and start analyzing a quick settlement, you start realizing that, wait a minute, I'm nowhere near prepared to enter into this settlement and to make sure I'm getting fair compensation. You want to get the lawyer involved. This is, again, a situation where on TV and the adjusters and all sorts of people seem to want you to rush quick, rush to this, rush to that, do this fast, do that fast, call somebody real fast, immediately. Take your time and get this thing done right. Take your time in selecting your lawyer. Get a good lawyer. Talk to the lawyer. You don't have to rush to the lawyer. If the crash happened in the middle of the night, you have plenty of time to call him the next day. Give the lawyer a call. Talk to a good lawyer. And you don't need to be rushed into anything.
Right. And so the information that you have and you get is critical. You can get it from Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have over 35 years of experience helping injured victims put their lives back together again. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're going over questions we get in the Bell and Pollock mailbag. The most common questions. And people sometimes say, man, I didn't know that. I wish I would have known that. I thought the insurance company was going to pay me. They've offered me a quick settlement. I thought they were going to be fair to me, right? Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Next up on Bell and Pollock, one of our biggest questions is, somebody hit me and they said they were in a rental car, and now I don't know anything about the insurance situation. How does rental car insurance help me, the injured victim? Bell and Pollock, we'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollock will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. What happens if you're hit by a driver that does not have any insurance? They said, I'm sorry, my insurance expired last month. I'm sorry, I never got any insurance. Or better yet, I've seen it happen. Here's my insurance card, but when you call the company, they said it expired 3 months ago. They have no insurance. What do you do? Where do you go? I'll tell you right now. You need to go to your own car insurance policy, the UM coverage. UM stands for uninsured motorist coverage. Make it as high as you can get it right now. because if you're hit by a driver with no insurance, this is where you go to recover for your injuries and losses. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Mailbag, the most commonly asked questions we get in our years of practicing law, in the history of our firm, and recently. These questions and issues never seem to change. You must become educated. You must protect yourself and your family. And you must do it, as we preach, even before the crash occurs. But certainly once the crash occurs, you need to get a hold of an attorney. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do injury cases. We do workers' compensation cases. We represent injured workers. We have for years. We're still doing it. We're glad to do it. It's our passion. Our show, this show is our passion. We want to share this information with you. We want you to get it right. We want you to go down the right path with this insurance company. We want you to get fair and full compensation. And listen, if you're in an accident on Friday night, you're not going to get paid by Monday morning. Come on. That doesn't work. But that's how some people are led to believe. Call me, you're going to get paid. You have to have attorneys that actually care and know about the medicine, know about the legal ramifications, know about the ins and outs of the legal proceedings, and advise you, and then you can successfully navigate the insurance maze. Another question we get all the time, Brad, is I was hit by somebody that had a rental car. Now they gave me an insurance card. It doesn't seem right. Was there rental insurance? Was there insurance on the rental car? Was there liability insurance? Where does my insurance come in? All these questions, that's a big one in our mailbag.
It's a big one, and it's one that's not easily answered. It's a complicated issue that requires an attorney to get involved and find out what insurance rental car agency or rental car company I might have had. Normally, you can pretty much guess and figure out that the rental company itself is not going to carry any insurance to protect you against injury you sustain. So we're going to go back to the contract. If they're going to look at the contract and they're going to determine whether or not the negligent party, the person driving the rental car, had any kind of personal insurance that was supposed to cover this situation, or if they marked any of those boxes where they purchased any insurance at the time that they were in the car. But don't expect Enterprise Rental to have insurance on all of its cars to take care of anybody who gets hurt by one of its customers driving the car recklessly or negligently. They just don't do that. They're not going to do it. They don't really care about that situation. What they care about is making sure that their car gets taken care of. So it always helps to find that insurance. It always helps to look at it, and you should look at it in the event there's something there. Basically, what you're looking at is you've got to be talking about the driver. In Colorado, insurance is appropriate. In Colorado, you look first to the owner of the car to find out what insurance they have, and you look second to the driver of the car to determine what insurance they have, to determine what care is going to be given and how much money is available to take care of that care and to reimburse a person for their injuries.
You look at the rental car insurance contract. So let's take the global picture, the macro picture here, right? You're hit by somebody that has a rental car. So breaking it down to its individual components, it needs to be discovered whether they bought rental insurance for the rental car for liability to pay you as an injured person, right? That usually doesn't happen, but it can happen. But you've got to discover it. You can't just guess. You can't just hope. So did the rental car company have them sign forms where they purchased insurance for their use of the rental car? Question number one. Question number two, right? Did the driver driving the rental car who injured you, do they have their own car insurance? Well, yeah, they've got it with XYZ company or ABC company, but are they going to pay? But you need to find the insurance there. You need to find the insurance coverage. You also need to put your own car insurance company on notice because you might have UIM coverage. If you listen to Bell and Pollock normally and regularly, then you'll have UIM coverage. But, Brad, let's open everybody's eyes because usually in this situation, you try to collect on the insurance company. They bought insurance from the rental car company, and the driver has their own insurance company, which is a different insurance company than the rental car insurance. And both insurance companies say, we're not primary. We don't have to pay the injured person, Gary, Brad. We're not going to pay the injured person because you got to go to the driver's insurance company, and that company says you got to go to the rental car insurance company. So how does this get sorted out, and what do you need to know?
Well, the first place to get sorted out is you have to have an attorney, and the attorney's got to start demanding these policies and seeing what the coverages are. And sometimes it comes down to this, because I've seen attorneys sit back and let all this happen, and they don't get this information. Why the client's off treating. The next thing you know, the client is treating and has all these medical bills that you're looking on how they're going to get paid, or if it's health insurance, they've got deductibles that they're wondering how it's going to get paid. The health insurance company wants to know how it's got paid, and the lawyer really hasn't done much to get the information. So the lawyer has to make demand, get the policies, get the deck pages, be able to review them, understand what they say, put it together by the law of Colorado as to what policies are primary and which ones are not, whether or not there should be some kind of pro rata responsibility. And if you can't get them, there's one way for sure you always get them, Gary. File a lawsuit. If you file the lawsuit, you'll get them. Now, do you try to get them before you have to file the lawsuit and without filing the lawsuit and to get the appropriate information? Absolutely. But the bottom line is, if they don't give them any other way, you got to file the lawsuit.
Exactly, and that's mandatory. Then that's mandatory. They give you all the insurance policies, the deck sheets, everything. And many, many times they lie about that. We've had people lie to us about insurance coverages. And then we've discovered it later. I want you to listen to this next part very carefully. Brad and I can't tell you how many times people, right here in Colorado, people have fired their attorney and come to Bell and Pollock and said, I don't want to stick with my attorney. I hired them. I don't like them. They're not communicating with me. They're not this. They're not that. They're not this. And when we get the file, so they hire us, we get the file, there's virtually no investigation into the insurance policies or coverages. Sometimes it's just overwhelming what we find or don't find. So in a rental car situation, you have to go find the insurance. You have to be aggressive. This is not going to happen overnight. Meanwhile, you have to have a legal game plan, right, for your injuries, your life, your recovery, your compensation. You can get our book called Legal Game Plan, trademark protected, at our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, or you can call us at 303-795-5900. If you don't go find the insurance, and if you have attorneys that don't go find the insurance, you're missing the boat. You're missing a huge part of your claim, which goes back to our first book, Don't Get Hurt Twice, Once in the Insurance Claim, okay? And so you can get our books at championsofthepeople.com. So we normally get this question on car insurance, rental insurance questions, and so there's a fight over who's primary. But, Brad, we have case law in Colorado now that talks about pro rata liability, and the case that dealt with insurance company A had a policy provision that says we're not primary, everything else is. And insurance company B had a policy provision that says we're not primary, every other insurance company is. So they were repugnant. They canceled out each other. And the Supreme Court says you can't do that. That's void as against public policy. But you have to go find the insurance first.
Yes, absolutely. And there's one thing you can always count on for insurance companies. And you can always count on the fact they're going to try and find ways not to pay. And if there's another insurance company, they look and they say, well, that's just a juicy situation, being able to say, the other guy had to pay. That they love that. I mean, that you can count on them doing that. You can believe they're going to do that. And if they can avoid paying, they're going to avoid paying. And they're going to point to their policy. And sometimes they won't even consider the other side's policy. And a lot of times, once again, you have to get the lawyers involved. And don't believe these adjusters don't know better. They know better. They know what the law is. They know what they've been trained. A lot of times when you're talking to an adjuster on the phone, there's people listening in on that conversation. Remember when they say this could be a monitored line or recorded line. And a lot of times it's a recorded line. Other times it's monitored line and recorded. Somebody's listening in. Those people know what their policies are, and they know what the law is. They know what their requirements are. That's why you should have a lawyer that also knows what it is that helps you, because you don't want to be sitting there having somebody else know the law and know what they can and can't do and taking advantage of it and pointing you to provisions in their policy that they know are have been struck down in the state of Colorado. And you say, well, why is that provision still in there? Well, because they can get away with that because they can put it in saying, well, it's only under this unique circumstance, or it's a nationwide policy. And we have a little part saying if any part of this is not valid in the state of Colorado, the rest of the policy is still effective. They put all that in because they've got those provisions, and they'll point to them to convince you that you don't have a claim, and you need to be able a claim against them, and you need to be able to have somebody who knows better.
That's one of the reasons the Colorado Supreme Court decided that case, that one insurance company says our policy doesn't apply because there's other insurance coverage, and the other insurance coverage says our policy doesn't apply because there's other insurance coverage. And they said it was mutually repugnant, void as against Colorado law, but you need to know that. Your attorney needs to go after that insurance. Your attorney needs to go after pro rata proportionate share to get you full and fair compensation. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're going through our questions in the Bell and Pollock mailbag this week because these are very important questions. They happen time and time again. They repeat themselves over and over. And the quicker you can get to an attorney, it's a no-brainer. It's a free initial consultation. It's a free legal game plan because you have to have a plan, a strategy to beat the insurance companies. That's what we do at Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we've been doing this for years. We do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, workers' compensation cases, auto crash cases, all put our experience to work for you. Give the information we give you to work for you. It should work for you, and you should know what it is. Next up, a big question we get in the Bell and Pollock mailbag all the time, on the phone, in person, in our free initial consultations, in our free legal game plan consultations. People always ask, well, how am I going to get my medical bills paid? And I don't have health insurance. How am I going to get them paid? What do I need to do? Or I do have health insurance. How does it work? Next up on Bell and Pollock, we're going to be answering these questions. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.